Australia Today announced plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's government remains committed to its election promise of slashing Australia's carbon emissions that are blamed for global warming by 60% from 2000 levels by 2050. We spoke to environmentalist Bishop Chris Tuohy of Wilcannia Forbes in Australia about the difficulties of reaching a collective agreement on targets.
We've seen gatherings before where people have tried to strike agreements and not much has come from them. So on the one hand, you've got to be realistic enough to understand that we are dealing with very significant political and economic issues, depending on the type of economy that any one particular country has, and they do vary a great deal. So I've actually been at meetings, international meetings, where people have tried to thrash out target agreements, and one country will say, well, that doesn't suit us economically. Others say, well, we can achieve it economically, but socially we're going to have problems. So it seems historically to be one of those very, very difficult things to achieve. My experience of human beings is that they tend only to come to agreements when mother necessity really puts it fair and square into our lap that we absolutely have to act. And it's been a tortuous road to try and get some broad-based agreement on targets.